Killer Robots. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. 4,500 experts in artificial intelligence have now joined the campaign to stop killer robots. This is unfortunately not satire. This is a reaction to the very real plans by the U.S. and other countries to design tanks and ships and drones that would search for and destroy enemy weapons without being actively controlled by humans. A little like an AR-15 that pulls its own trigger when it sees something it hates. Last year, a Google engineer named Lauren Nolan famously quit Google rather than work on a Pentagon project to teach drones how to rapidly identify human beings. The idea, of course, was to make sure the drones would avoid killing the human beings, but Laura thinks that could easily be flipped. And this week, she told The Guardian that it is time for a global ban on any weapon that fires itself. Lauren Nolan, it turns out, studies black swan events, which is when computers encounter conditions no one expected. And last year, at a conference of computer scientists, she said this.
All of us have got horrible, nasty problems in our systems. It's just that some of us have been lucky and we don't know it yet, or we're not talking about it.
And so how dumb would it be to take guns away from the mentally ill, only to trust bombs to a bunch of computers that even the people who run them don't trust? Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.